Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is quite pleasant. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures, while Tel Aviv enjoys a warm evening. In Haifa, it's slightly cooler, making for a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, the IDF confirmed it eliminated four Nukba commanders from Hamas's Beit Lahia battalion in the Shati area yesterday. Also earlier this hour, the chief of staff, Eyal Zamir, was in Syria. He emphasized the IDF's commitment to preventing hostile forces from establishing themselves along the borders. Also this hour, the father of Jerusalem Mayor Moshe Leon has passed away at age 92. Shalom Leon was born in Thessaloniki and moved to Jerusalem as a young child. Separately, Palestinian sources report that earlier today, the IDF targeted Hamas commanders in Gaza. Strikes in Nusayrat and Tufa areas resulted in 9 reported fatalities. And finally, from earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu noted Syria was on the verge of deploying Turkish troops. The U.S. envoy expressed deep concern over the development. Here's what people are saying online. Oren Barsky, an Israeli commentator, posted 5 hours ago that Israel's resilience is strong, but the true motives of anti-Israel campaigns are a concern in the West. Eitan Fishberger, an analyst, shared earlier today that Turkey is seeking various concessions from Washington, including sanctions relief and fighter jets. Hillel Fuld, a tech blogger, announced 5 hours ago that Israel has attacked in Gaza City and emphasized the resolve to target all hostile elements. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's recent operations. The Times of Israel reports that the airstrike in the Shati area, which eliminated 4 Hamas commanders, is part of ongoing efforts to target militant leaderships. This action underscores the IDF's strategy to weaken Hamas's operational capabilities. Turning to the chief of staff's visit to Syria, according to Israel Hayom, Eyal Zamir's presence underscores Israel's vigilance on the northern front. His statements reflect Israel's ongoing concerns about Iranian influence and its proxies near its borders. Maintaining security here is crucial for regional stability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post has reported the passing of Shalom Leon, a respected figure in Jerusalem's history. His life story from Thessaloniki to Jerusalem highlights the enduring legacy of immigrants who helped shape modern Israel. This loss will be felt deeply in the community. That strike against Hamas commanders today comes just hours after the earlier operation. As reported by Palestinian sources and covered by JNS, these coordinated strikes are a clear signal of Israel's intent to dismantle militant networks. This could affect the ongoing tensions in Gaza and surrounding areas. Finally, on the diplomatic front, Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments on Syria and Turkish troops were highlighted by JNS. This situation reflects the complex regional dynamics and the delicate balance Israel must navigate in its northern territories. The U.S. involvement indicates international concern over these developments. Turning to business and markets. First, from Mariv Business, Meta is currently facing a lawsuit that could have significant implications for Mark Zuckerberg's empire. The legal proceedings focus on the company's knowledge of certain practices, which could complicate its operations. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Sephora has opened its first stores in Israel. This marks the beginning of a pilot project with 5 locations, potentially paving the way for further expansion in the country. And finally, Globes reports that Zim, the Israeli shipping company, has posted a net profit of $64 million for the second quarter. This is a significant improvement from previous losses, indicating robust performance despite global challenges. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.